are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
And we are back. This is the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. We had a great first hour. We got even a better second hour. The Dr. Dahlia Show is always good, isn't it? Right? Nah, sometimes I have some off days. It was a rough day. We had, you know, parent-teacher conferences. And usually parent-teacher conferences at school, you know, I'm usually very, very proud of my kids because, you know, the teachers say that, you know, they've been disrupting the class and they make jokes. And I'm like, yeah, but they make the whole class laugh. Yeah, no, but they're being disruptive. I'm like, I get that. But if my kids have comedic timing and you can't teach that, then, I mean, that's a gift. No, Mrs. Wax, you know, I never make them call me doctor. I'm not going to correct them. I never correct somebody. When people say Mrs. Wax, I don't correct them, doctor. I think that's a little pretentious. I know most doctors do, and they deserve to. I mean, it took many years to get your degree, you said, but I just don't want to be one of those people. You know what I do? I just say, call me Dahlia. You know, because people always forget. Yeah, I was invited to my brother's wedding, and they still put Mrs., you know, Mrs., you know, so I mean, even my brother forgets, so, no big thing, ain't no thing but a chicken wing. All right, but, you know, speaking of chicken wings, we have to talk about bugs in our food. Now, this was a very interesting article. So interesting, I don't even know if I want to read it on air, but this was by David Zinsenko and Matt Golding, who says there are 8 bugs in our regular food that we don't realize we're eating, okay? And they say FDA's lack of food safety regulations may not be picking out these insects. So here's an example. And again, I can't verify this or prove it, but this is an interesting read nonetheless, and it makes some sense. Now, thrips. You guys know what thrips are? Thrips? I don't know. I mean, I took, I don't know how many years of biology. I don't know. But anyway, they look like little bugs. They go, they're anywhere from 1/25th to 1/8 of an inch long. They're parasites that are legally allowed in apple butter, canned or frozen asparagus, frozen broccoli, and frozen Brussels sprouts. Oh, no wonder. I don't eat any of those. Okay, well, who cares about that? Aphids. Little green or black bugs can destroy a bouquet of flowers, infiltrate your frozen veggies, particularly spinach, broccoli, and Brussels sprouts. Again, no wonder I've never seen these. And if you homebrew beer, you might consider growing your own hops. Apparently, the FDA legally allows 2,500 aphids for every 10 grams of hops. Mites. They say the little white bugs that are common in wheat and other grains that have been stored for a while, but expect to eat a few with your frozen vegetables. They say if you have indoor allergies, that could be a problem. Storage and grain mites can cause the same type of allergic reaction as dust mites in homes. Why are frozen vegetables, don't you cook your frozen vegetables? And can't you kill these? Maggots. They say if you've ever eaten canned food, you've probably eaten a maggot. They say they're in canned mushrooms, canned tomatoes, tomato-based pizza sauces, and fresh and frozen maraschino cherries. Tequila sunrises of maraschino cherries. Your amaretto sour with a splash of soda has a maraschino cherry. I got to tell you, that was fun. Bartending, having to know which garnish went with which drink. Yeah, your Tom Collins. Tom Collins didn't have a maraschino cherry. Tom Collins didn't have a garnish. But your vodka tonic, would have a lime, if I remember correctly. Anyway, mushrooms, yeah, you had to know because you would lose on your tip. Many of you know, right? You, if your customer had to ask for the fruit and or the garnish, right? They wanted, let's say, extra dirty martini, and you didn't give them enough olives, you could lose at least $1 on your tip. There's no way I'm going to mess up the garnish. Anyway, okay, so they say maggots are in maraschino cherries, pizza sauces. They say mushrooms are the worst, 20 maggots for every 100 grams of drained mushrooms, compared to 1 and 5 for every 500 grams of tomato products. I don't know much about. I don't eat mushrooms. I don't eat half this food. Now, you know, you bring up a ho-ho. We got something here. Fruit flies. They say buy a piece of fruit covered in flies, you can wash them off. But citrus juice, you'll be drinking 5 fruit flies with every 8-ounce cup of juice. Are you kidding me? Grab an 8-ounce handful of raisins, and you could be eating as many as 35 fruit fly eggs. I don't eat raisins, and you know why I don't eat raisins? Because I don't know. They're very good. They make me poop. They make anybody 10-200. It's very good. But they, I don't know when. Okay, my problem is I work so many hours, and my days are at least 18-hour days, that I need to know when I'm going to be able to 10-200. Okay. We were talking lingo, CB lingo, in the previous show. 10-100 is urinating. 10-200 is going number 2, because you have the 2. Corn ear worms. Corn, I guess, is difficult to grow organically because it's prone to insect infestations, but in most cases, it's easy to avoid eating the earworms that burrow into corn cobs. See, here's my problem, again, with organic food. I would love to eat organic. It needs to be cheaper, right? I don't want to eat corn earworms. They say canned sweet corn will come with extra crunch from all the larvae, skins, and skin fragments followed by the FDA. I don't know. I mean, I don't know if organic would have less bugs if they use less pesticides. I don't know. Cowpea curculo in black-eyed peas, you dry and cook them yourself rather than frozen or canned, because a can of black-eyed peas or cowpeas or field peas contain an average of 5 or more cowpea curculo larvae. Caterpillars can be in frozen spinach up to a mouthful. Are you kidding me? Along with 50 or so aphid mites and thrips allowed in 100 grams of spinach, you may also find yourself munching on caterpillar larvae and larval fragments. That is ridiculous. Okay. They say for more help, check out Eat This, Not That Supermarket Survival Guide. That just completely grossed me out. But again, I don't really eat the vegetables too much, so I'm not too worried. M&M's. If any of you have any data on larvae pieces in M&M's, please clue me in. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Hello?
Hi, Lynn, it's Kelly.
Hi, Kelly. What's new?
I'll tell you what's new, but you've got to promise to keep it a secret. I don't want this to get back to my customers at the spa.
Now I've got to know. Come on, tell me.
I found this skin cream called Esotique that's simply amazing for my dark circles, brown spots, and wrinkles. All my customers are asking me what I'm doing for my skin, so I just tell them I had plastic surgery. If they find out about Esotique, they're going to stop coming to my spa.
Esotique will tackle your dark circles, wrinkles, and age spots, leaving you with young and radiant skin. The results will astonish you. Call now for your risk-free supply of Esotique. 800-441-5351. That's 800-441-5351. Say goodbye to dark circles, age spots, and wrinkles. Supplies of Esotique are limited, so call now. 800-441-5351. That's 800-441-5351.
Meet Jerry D.
Hi.
Jerry and his family, like you, are very concerned about world conditions and have gathered many emergency preparedness items, including turtle tough shelters.
We have have added two 24-foot turtle tufts to our supplies and feel very secure knowing our large family is ready for whatever the future may bring.
Turtle tuff shelters are not tents. They are permanent yet portable four-season geodesic frame shelters that are as strong as a cabin at a fraction of the cost and are easy to set up, take down, and move anywhere. Available in two sizes. Get your Turtle Tuff shelter and accessories included at TurtleTuffShelters.com. That's Turtle, T-U-F-F, Shelters.com. Or call 801-623-3288. That's 801-623-3288. Or see them online at TurtleTuffShelters.com. Turtle Tuff Shelters, your all-season home away from home.
Extend your life with
A healthy heart starts with Extendivite. I've always believed that I had to have a strong defense to overcome the new superbugs of today. Extendivite, a 7-herb heart protection cocktail, not only helped me to overcome a massive heart attack, but it also has built up my natural immune defenses against colds and flus. Extendivite has so many benefits that we all should be taking Extendivite to build up our defenses for what superbugs might emerge yet. So start today, clean out the toxins, and be as healthy as you can be. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Attention! Information in this 1-minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com, Civilian Emergency Dispatch System. Peace through preparedness.
On the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. A big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Donovan, who's working the dials. A big thanks to you all for listening to the Dr. Dolly Show. And if the Dr. Dolly Show is not in your local town, city, call your news talk station or email them. Tell them to bring the Dr. Dolly Show to your town, and they'll do it. Honestly, they listen to you because you guys are the ones listening. You're the one listening to their advertisers. You're the ones buying the advertisers' products. Make some noise, and I will really, really appreciate it. And then you'll get to listen to Dr. Dahlia anytime you want. Not that that's how it happens, but, you know, sometimes it's a more opportune time. Let's go to the phone lines. I want to hear what you have to say. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Hi, Dr. Dahlia. I just wanted to leave a comment for you. You mentioned about organic and how they're kind of on the pricey side and that you'd like to see the prices come down. One of the things that with organics is that it's like an inch, I mean, the book and the regulations to become organic certified is huge.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of bureaucratic red tape to it. One of the things people can do is they can go to the farmer's markets. And, again, not everybody who is at the farmer's market sells organic or, you know, pesticide-free vegetables. However, I would suggest that if they go to the farmer's markets, that they get to know the local farmers there, and they'll feel much more secure about buying better food. Also, for pregnant women, I've heard that goat's milk is probably one of the better things that women can do for pregnancy and for babies. So
no,
that's my take on it. Thank you.
Thank you. Wow. I've always dug the whole farmer's market thing. And maybe it's because I grew up in L.A. And I know some people say, well, that's not a real farmer's market. That's a commercialized farmer's market. But I remember the farmer's market in the 70s. I loved it. You know, everybody kind of has their own things. I mean, I used to go into the little stores and buy knickknacks. And for those of you that are familiar with the farmer's market in L.A., you got, I think, is it Bob's Donuts? That Bob's Donuts has been there for decades. I mean, it's got to be at least 40 years old. Bob's Donuts. I think it's Bob's. Got a big donut there. No, farmers markets are cool. Now I think farmers market in L.A., you almost have all these stores. I think you have Sephora. I mean, you have all these perfume shops. But I dig the whole, we have a farmer's market now because I live in Southern Nevada. And I think on Tuesdays in a local park, everybody comes with their vegetables and their fruits. And yeah, it's cool. You know, you look at the fruit, and of course you wash them off. You'll always, you know, because of the soil and stuff. You're right. I mean, you know, to be a truly organic farm, there's a lot of bureaucratic regulation. Of course, the government wants to get their fingers in it. In terms of goat milk, like goat cheese, oh, I love goat cheese. Oh, that's expensive too. Goat milk, I guess the reason why goat milk is, I mean, from what I understand, it's more popular than cow milk throughout the world. It's less allergic, from what I understand. It's easier to digest, less lactose intolerance. I guess I've heard that it may naturally homogenize as opposed to, I guess, in terms of the separation. And when you have to homogenize your milk, you have issues where you could destroy some of the proteins. So I don't know. I don't know much more about that. But it's cool stuff. But I know a lot of people really like their goat milk. Personally, I have to try one thing on my list, not bucket list, but one thing on my list to do in the next week or two is to do the soy milk. Because remember last week there was a study saying soy milk lowers triglycerides, decreases fat from the liver. Now, I don't have a fatty liver, and I don't have high triglycerides. But in order for me to get my husband to drink some, then I need to try it first. So I need to find the milk, then I need to concoct something with it. I do that too. My husband, he doesn't really drink alcohol, but if I come up with like this fruity drink, tastes really good, has a little bit of appletini-ish to it, or my Jolly Rancher with some watermelon, whatever, even if it's a non-alcoholic drink, he drinks it. So I got to kind of work with it. So I got to figure out how to make soy milk digestible for him. And I think there's supposed to be chocolate soy milk. I got to find that out because that study came out and said it's supposed to lower triglycerides and decrease fatty liver. Kind of interesting stuff. All right. Let's move on. Now, in Great Britain, and you all know I watch what happens in Great Britain with their medical reform. They're attempting to do some sort of reform also. But for those who join us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show. A report came out today that family GPs, so your family docs over there, are ordered to cut the number of patients referred to a hospital to earn extra cash. So it's incentivizing family docs to decrease referrals. Now, doesn't that sound very familiar with what America's trying to do with Medicare and hospitals? Will incentivize you to not have readmissions or will penalize you for readmissions? Was that interesting? I mean, I don't know why Washington is trying to copy what's going on in England, but they are. They say 6 out of 10 GPs say they face inappropriate pressure to refer fewer patients and potentially deny them the best care. I guess there's some sort of a plan or scheme or whatever where they can make almost an extra $9,000 a year. It started last May when ministers, they say, brought in a series of targets enabling GPs to be rewarded for cutting the number of patients sent to hospitals and emergency departments. A poll of 667 doctors over there said that 60% were facing inappropriate demands by the manager. So, you know, I cannot stand how our system is trying to mimic and copycat what's going on in Great Britain. You know, I was actually emailed today and asked if I could speak to the Nevada legislature next month regarding healthcare. And I was pretty honored, you know, because a lot of times, you know, with radio hosts, like, oh, no, 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 you know, she's just going to try to make it funny. This is an issue I'm very passionate about and I'm very, very concerned about. And I think a lot of people don't understand the Obamacare law. A lot of people don't understand also the intricacies of the healthcare system and why there could be issues. However, as a radio host, I have also seen and I have actually delineated some of the benefits that the Affordable Health Care Act has. Very few have offered, which is why if it does get overturned, all right, I think we glean the very few good pieces, like the pre-existing conditions, et cetera, maximum caps, et cetera, and work with those and then come up with something a little bit more salient. Now, the one thing, though, that I think America is really missing the boat on is when they're trying to offer health insurance for everybody, okay? And let's say the Supreme Court doesn't overturn the whole law. I doubt it. I think they will. But anyway, let's say they don't. All right? And everybody says, gosh, in 2014, 35 million Americans are going to have health insurance all of a sudden, which never made sense to me because if they don't get hired, where are they going to get the health insurance if they can't afford it themselves? But we have two problems. Number one is we have people that can't get health insurance, right? Big problem. But number two, we have people that if they do get health insurance, it doesn't last. There's no longevity to somebody's health insurance. There's no longevity to their health plan. You could get hired and then fired the next day. You could get hired and 5 days later, your boss, your employer, could switch plans. You could get hired and your boss a month or two into your employment, here you are thinking, oh, great, I could get a lap band. I could get the gastric bypass surgery or a gastric lap band. Great, I have Blue Cross Blue Shield or whatever. They're going to cover it. This is exciting, wonderful. He decides out of the blue, or management decides, that they need to cut costs. So they change plans. And your new plan now doesn't cover the gastric bypass or the gastric lap band. So not only do we have an issue of people getting insurance, which obviously is going to be first and foremost and the most imperative, but two, there's no longevity to your insurance. If you get fired, your insurance is over. If your boss switches companies, it's over. If your boss runs out of money, or if your boss, with Obamacare, decides to take the fine, you lose your insurance. Not having longevity or any consistency with your health insurance is dangerous as well. What good is having health insurance that you lose in a month or two? So unless the government comes up with a way to have, and that is probably my biggest criticism of the Affordable Health Care Act, is there is no way to ensure that your health insurance is going to be the same health insurance you could have for the next 4 or 5 years. Like for example, I know I'm going to need knee surgery, and I know I'm going to need a hysterectomy. I can't do it right now. I'm going to have to do it when the kids are older. I'm going to have to do it when my radio schedule and my work schedule is fine. I know Donovan is like, oh, please don't get a hysterectomy now. I don't want to hear about it, right? But I have no idea what my insurance is going to be like in the next 2 to 3 years. It's a fog. And this uncertainty is part of the problem that we have with our current healthcare system. Anyway, don't go away. I want to hear from you. We got to talk more. 1-877-DOCTOR-DOLLY.
All whey protein powders are not created equal. Fresh liquid whey has been used for hundreds of years to restore health to the sick and youth to the aging. Why is it that no one reports these benefits from today's whey protein powders? It is because they are all processed with heat or chemicals, which damages the protein and amino acids, making them allergy-causing or toxic to your body. One World Whey's True Cool process retains all the powerful properties of fresh raw whey in a concentrated powder. My name is Stephen Huer. As a degreed nutritionist, my goal is to make you healthy in as short a time and as affordably as possible. One World Whey is speeding up the process of helping people get healthy and is replacing the need for many other supplements, making it more affordable. To learn how One World Whey may help you with fat loss, the elimination of inflammation and pain, detoxification of heavy metals, intestinal health, brain function, and increases in strength, energy, and muscle size, call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Right now, the average family spends one-fourth of their income on food. It's time to cut your food budget in half by using the best, most affordable food on the planet from eFoods Direct. The savings from eating this food will actually help you pay your other bills. Serve these delicious meals to your family tonight for a quick and easy dinner for about $1.25 a serving, compared to over $3 a serving for any other food. This food is compact, making it easy to store some away, and will be just as delicious in 25 years as the ones you cook tonight. Is it affordable? Absolutely. The new Alex Jones Family Pack saves you up to 50% compared to other food storage companies. See the comparison at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633. My friends, as crazy as this world is today, you'd be nuts to not get a storable food supply. Give eFoods Direct a call and order one of the Alex Jones Family Packs and test it out today. Start your journey of food independence today at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633.
And now another Cintas Game Changer with sports broadcaster Aaron Andrews.
I'm down in the main ballroom of a four-star hotel in Austin with Tom, the GM. Tom, you've had four wedding receptions in 3 days. That's a brutal schedule.
Yeah, we've been hustling.
Well, your team still looks fresh, and I gotta say, the carpet does too. Talk about your game plan.
Simple. We got in the all-star team from Cintas, and they changed our ground game completely.
Cintas? They're known for uniforms. How do they tackle your floors?
Their towel and carpet deep cleaning service makes our flooring look like new. With our old playbook, we used to rip out the carpet. So we're running with Cintas from now on.
Thanks, Tom. And thanks to Cintas, there's plenty of life left in this dance floor. Let's go up to the booth.
Tile and carpet cleaning is one of the many expert services the Cintas team can tackle for your business. Don't replace your tile or carpets. Call 1-800-CINTAS6 or visit Cintas.com/radio and tell them to bring in the team with the white truck.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Yes, I do. I do talk too much, but I think I have a lot to say. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Lisa writes, Doctor, I'm listening to you in Hesperia, California. Oh, I like Hesperia. If that's on the way to L.A., going down the I-15, you guys have a Bob's Big Boy around there. I loved Bob's Big Boy. I remember the Bob's Big Boy in L.A. where they would still come up to your car. You'd eat in your car, and they'd come up in roller skates. And I was always fascinated by the 50s, and this was in the 70s. And my mom would say, yeah, this is how they did it 20 years ago. Yeah, that was when the 50s was 20 years ago. And it's like, wow, you know, they're on roller skates, and they're roller skating the food. There was a Bob's Big Boy that did that. Oh, I forget. I don't know if it was on Ventura Boulevard. I don't remember. I don't know. Any of you California people that know, let me know. Anyway, all right, Lisa's listening in Hesperia, California. And the lap band surgery example is exactly word for word what happened to me. Last June, my insurance was going to cover it, but when my boss changed insurance, they said the new plan doesn't cover any sort of bariatric surgery. Wow. See, this is why I'm telling you all, maybe whatever you think you need to get done, get done. That has got to be probably the most frustrating thing. You know, we want to plan ahead. I'm a planner. My husband, he's kind of a more, day by day. I mean, yeah, he likes to plan long term, but his job, and many men in a relationship, and I don't mean to stereotype, but this does happen. Many times women are the nesters. Women are the ones that look at the nest and plan what the nest is going to look like a week from now, plan what the nest is going to be 6 years from now, plan what the empty nest is going to be like, and then plan what their retirement nest is going to be. Okay, a lot of us women, we think like that. I mean, some men think like that too. But many men, they work on protecting the nest. Okay, they want to make sure that nest is stable, is going to stay up in the tree, all right, and what the current condition is of that nest. Okay, make sure there's food in the nest, make sure there's some beer in the refrigerator in the nest type of thing. Okay, all right. And so with me, I'm always planning. Now, my husband can't stand it. You know, because I'll sometimes, you know, it'll be quiet through, you know, and all of a sudden he'll notice it's quiet, and I'm kind of looking at him, and I'm looking at him, and I'm thinking, I'm like, okay, well, you know, he's 42, okay, prostate, you know, well, he had his colonoscopy, we got that done, should I have the prostate looked at, and what if something happens with the prostate, and I know he's been having a back issue, does he need to get that, okay, so then he's like, what are you doing, I'm trying to think what you need medically done, so we could do that, he's like, I don't want to do anything now, leave me alone, well, I'll worry about it when the time comes, okay, yeah, me, I'm looking at, okay, I know what our health insurance is now. We actually had to change health insurance because our rates almost doubled. We couldn't afford the monthly rates, or we had to pay quarterly. So we switched to an insurance. But our insurance now has a $2,500 deductible. And with tax season, no, we don't have that money right now. So we don't use our health insurance. So we are in a much different situation now. I mean, thank God we have health insurance. But we're basically paying now a monthly premium for something we're too afraid to use. And that's a situation we have right now also in America, is people that do have insurance, they don't use it. Remember how mad we got last year when that story came out saying a third of people that have health insurance don't even use it? And I was like, are you kidding me? Here we are fighting to get 35 million people on health insurance. We're fighting to save our own health insurance. And we have people that have it that don't even use it. And then, of course, when they lose it, they lose the health insurance or they lose a job. That's when they get sick. They have to go to the doctor. Do your preventative stuff now. Well, I need to take that back, all right, and any snide remarks I made, because if in that study, which they didn't define, which would have been nice if they did, that these people that have health insurance can't afford to use it, you got a point. I mean, I have patients, their copay is $40 or $50. Well, if you don't have $40 to drop at the doctor's office, you're not going to use your insurance. Like with us, $2,500 deductible. All right, I'm afraid to go, you know, and get a scan or whatever else I need to get done because I am afraid of coming out of pocket. I don't have that money right now out of pocket. So many of us, even if we have health insurance, we're too afraid to use it. Or we can't afford to use it. So, you see, the whole health insurance process is completely messed up. It's a complete cluster. And again, I'm trying to use clean words to describe our current situation, of which most of my patients and radio listeners do not use clean words and concise words for. All right, so we've already established the fact the Affordable Health Care Act doesn't address the problems we need, like we talked about in the previous 15 minutes, in the previous segment. You know, not only do we have the problem of people getting insurance, but those of us that get insurance, that acquire insurance, there's no longevity, there's no predictability to it, there's no consistency with it. So you could say, okay, great, I have a doctor, she's going to perform my hysterectomy because I have some abnormal uterine lining, some abnormal cervical cells, we don't know if I have something precancerous, I'm having heavy bleeding, let's say, et cetera, hypothetically. My doctor is going to do the hysterectomy next month at the end of May. Well, your employer decides to switch insurance. Now your doctor or that hospital isn't a provider. And now you have to start all over with a new doctor. And sometimes that new doctor, they want to do their own exam. Sometimes they want to do, and you want to know what they should. Okay? I mean, you should do your own workup. Now, you don't have to have as expensive a workup. You could still use the same, let's say, CAT scan or MRI, depending on what surgery you're having. But you can't. If you're already and set to go for a surgery at a hospital, you can't, if the doctor has to drop you because your insurance changed, go to another doctor and say, all right, operate on me next Saturday. They're going to say, hold the phone. Let me see what's going on. Do you even need the operation? In my opinion, you may not need an operation. Maybe we should just do a D&C. Or maybe we should just do an ablation. You see what I mean? So now you're going to have to spend extra money for them to do their workup. And it is so frustrating. I can't tell you how many of my patients, they cry. they've taken off work. And many of you, I know, if you're going to take off work, if you're lucky enough to have a job, you have to put in your time off 6 months in advance. And then you're taking it off. You can't just switch because your boss. And as an employer, you know, I get that too. You know, if I am going to have a staff person out for 6 weeks, all right, I may have to hire somebody. I may have to train somebody. I may have to rearrange everybody's vacation schedule. I mean, you do have to plan ahead if somebody's going to be out for 6 weeks, et cetera, or later have to be on sit-down duty or light duty. So, of course, the employer wants time, wants to know the time way ahead. You need to set that up, and then your insurance changes. And there is nothing currently planned by Washington to protect that. Now, some of you are like, Dahlia, we got bigger fish to fry. Who cares if somebody doesn't get their hysterectomy? Who cares if somebody doesn't get their lab band? You know, we need to get the first set of people, the primary group insurance. And you got a point. I mean, let's try to get people insured first and foremost. But then we need to stop for a second. Okay, are we really solving the problem that we have of uninsured patients and uninsured Americans if the insurance they do get is something they can't afford because it has a $2,500 deductible and $40 copays? Or it's not something that has the longevity or the coverage that they need. I mean, if you have somebody that has had osteomyelitis of a leg, gets chronic frequent infections of the leg, and may need an amputation, you want to make sure the insurance that person's getting has that. If not, you basically have an uninsured patient again. You know, forcing everybody to get on a half-assed insurance plan doesn't mean you're solving the insurance dilemma of the country. You're just giving 35 million people halfway insurance. And that doesn't solve the problem. Just because somebody has an insurance card in their wallet doesn't mean they're going to purchase the medications, doesn't mean they're going to see the doctor, do the blood work, do the appropriate testing. So I guess when I talk to the Nevada legislature, oh, I cannot wait to talk to Congress. They won't let me in Washington. No way. No other way. Because, again, I do have to give kind of a bipartisan, you know, approach to it. You know, I'm going to tell them, I go, look, even if Obamacare gets overturned, we have so much work on our plate at the state and federal level. We can't comprehend. And like I've said before, the presidential candidate or the president who stands up and says, look, guys, you can't solve this problem in one bill. You can't solve this problem in one administration is the one that's going to get my respect because they're going to be right. But what do we do now? Well, if you needed that knee surgery, if you needed that hysterectomy, and we don't know what the future will bring, you may want to get it done now. Don't go away. We got more Dr. Dahlia coming right up. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA.
Take charge of your health. Get all natural innovative health products from the new AffinityHealthProducts.com. From weight loss to cold and flu remedies to better joint function, discover natural products you can trust online at AffinityHealthProducts.com, like Lose and Snooze. Fact is, 90% of all diets fail. Why not try a completely new way of dieting? With Lose and Snooze, you can achieve weight loss while you sleep. Guaranteed. Reduce caloric intake, get a deep restorative sleep, build lean muscle mass, and keep your metabolic rate up to burn fat throughout the night and day. With all natural Lose and Snooze from AffinityHealthProducts.com. Include the one-day diet for a complete weight loss package. Order Lose and Snooze and the one-day diet and other all-natural products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. Spelled AffinityHealthProducts.com. HealthProducts.com. Or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com. That's crossbreedholsters.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey water filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey water filters with Wise foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
On the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Remember to go to Twitter and find me at Dr. Dahlia. I'm sure you could type in Dahlia Wax, Dr. Dahlia, but D-R-D-A-L-I-A-H is our Twitter name. I don't want to say handle because CBs have their own handles. Like I said, we talked about CBs. I want to talk about it again right now, but cool stuff. Learned a lot of CB lingo, which I'm going to incorporate in my show. I love it. Love to learn another language. And, you know, truckers, they have a whole language there. You know, they call women beavers. Did you know that? They call women beavers, and they call working women coin-operated beavers. All right, good. I wonder what a working doctor woman radio host would be called. Hopefully it's good. Okay, quickly, just to recap, earlier this evening we talked about how there was a paternity test that can actually tell who the father is of the pregnancy within the first trimester. This is sooner than any other test. It's worked thus far 30 out of 30 times with 100% accuracy, but again, only tested on 30 people. So we'll keep you posted. as that comes around the bend. Also, energy and sports drinks can really hurt the enamel of your teeth. We spent a significant amount of time in the first hour talking about how to save the enamel. But these sports drinks, I mean, they can burn through the enamel, the protective coating of your teeth, almost twice as fast as sports drinks, carbonated beverages, etc. Soda pop. And, you know, basically they did a study about kind of dipping teeth with enamel or dipping enamel into sports drinks versus energy drinks. And the energy drinks burn through the enamel quicker. You could have complete loss of the enamel within 5 days of drinking an energy drink. And they say these kids, they're drinking these energy drinks 4 times a day. These teenagers. And once you lose the enamel, you can't get it back. I know sometimes you hear people going, well, you can actually maybe use high fluoride to help. I mean, you could decrease the sensitivity of your teeth that have lost the enamel. But from what I understand, you really can't regrow the enamel that you had. And so be careful with these energy drinks. And I see you guys come into my office with the Rockstar, with the Monster drink, with the Red Bulls. More of you with the Monsters. The Red Bulls are kind of small. So many of you guys like the longevity, so I see you with the bigger drinks. And, you know, I'm like, what are you doing? You know, and then we pour it out, and it kind of looks acidic. It makes sense. Now, when we talked about preserving your tooth enamel, we went over how acid reflux, acid in your mouth can do it. Of course, poor dental hygiene, bacteria in your mouth when you wake up and you have that weird acidic taste. That's from the bacteria, because as bacteria grow, they give off acid. They leave an acidic environment. We also talked about how many citrus drinks and acidic foods can do that. But here's the thing. Let's say you go, well, Dahlia, oops, all right, fine. I took an energy drink. I'll just brush my teeth, you know, wash off the acid. You got to be careful. We don't want you to brush your teeth within an hour of using the energy drinks. Wait an hour because it'll be too corrosive. We also don't want you using a super strong brush. We like soft brushes. You got to brush your teeth lightly. I would probably recommend if you did have an energy drink or a highly acidic drink, maybe swish and spit some water to neutralize. Now, some of you also could have enamel erosion if you have a dry mouth or if you take medicines that dry your mouth out. Because if that happens, then you don't have the saliva, and saliva neutralizes the acid in your mouth. So if you don't make saliva, you got to put water in your mouth. So we discussed acid reflux. We discussed brushing your teeth too hard. We discussed bacteria, candies, sour candies, dry mouth. All of those could increase your tooth erosion. Even swimming in a pool whose pH level is off and is highly acidic. Keep your mouth closed in the pool. You don't need to drink the water. You don't need to taste everybody's pee when they urinate in the pool. Okay? So definitely keep an eye on that and tooth erosion. All right. Now, what's going on here? A New Jersey mom, for those who join us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. A New Jersey mom, who I guess loves to go to the tanny booths, is facing a child endangerment charge for allowing her 5-year-old daughter into a tanny booth. Patricia Krentzel's daughter, now 6, turned up at her elementary school with a sunburn, prompting the school nurse to contact police. The mom, who is extremely tan, I mean, looks like a pumpkin, 44 years old, appears Wednesday in a Newark courtroom where she pleaded not guilty to a charge of child endangerment. New Jersey is, I guess, among several states that have regulations prohibiting anyone under 14 or under from using UV devices because of risk of skin cancer. Apparently, when you look at the mom, I mean, when you look at the mom, she is, I mean, not just completely, I shouldn't even say pumpkin. I mean, she just looks like she's addicted to tanning meds. You know who she looks like? Remember something about Mary? The woman on the balcony? She looks a little like her. Of course, she denied it. But, you know, with the child being burned, I don't know. Some people, they just don't have a clue. They don't have a clue. And they're surprised. Why would the workers let the child go in? Yep. Now, of course, I think the attorney is saying, no. Child went in by herself. I don't know. You don't need to bring a child into that. And again, you know, she's already tan. But people that tan, we talked about this, there is a little bit of an addiction potential with that, too. There is. It's like, you know, you get a little tan, you're like, I need more. We talked about that. That was a while back, one of my early shows, where, and it's not that you're addicted to the sunlight and feeling good from the sunlight. It's not that. It's your addiction to wanting to become darker, and as soon as you see any bit of being pale, any pallor, you panic and you want to get back out there in the sun or in a tanning bed. So, interesting. All right, for those who join us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show. Now, this is interesting. Apparently, Benjamin Frederick Blessing of Columbia, Maryland, is charged in armed robberies, but using a blood-filled syringe and taser device. Apparently, he makes threats, like he robbed a pharmacist and threatened a mother and a child, saying he had a syringe and showed them the syringe and held it against them, saying it was filled with HIV blood. All right, now I'm going to tell you, most of the time they're, unless they have HIV, they're probably lying, they're probably bluffing, but nobody wants to take a chance. Okay, nobody wants to take a chance. Police have charged him with armed robbery, first and second degree assault, theft, and reckless endangerment for an early morning robbery earlier this month at the Ellicott City CVS store. Police have also charged him with armed robbery and first degree assault for robbery that occurred last fall at an ATM. Apparently in that incident, he entered the store, went to the pharmacy counter, produced a syringe that he said had AIDS-tainted blood. He held the syringe near the pharmacist's chest, forced her to open a safe containing prescription medication. Some of the blood was dispensed from the syringe, but missed the pharmacist. The pharmacist obviously complied. Suspect took $27,000.
SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Just about a year after announcing his candidacy for the Republican presidential nomination, Newt Gingrich has another announcement.
Today, I'm suspending the campaign.
Reflecting on the past 12 months, the former House Speaker says,
it has been an amazing year
and
a truly wild ride.
Gingrich made the announcement in Virginia, which is where Mitt Romney is campaigning today. Just home from Afghanistan, President Obama attends two political fundraisers later in the day.
Just a couple hours after the president left Afghanistan.
And you're live.
And we are back. All right, guys, sorry about that. Little bit of a issue, but we are back. Anyhow, if anybody comes up to you with a blood-filled syringe saying it has HIV in it, I would probably be more afraid of the needle than what's in there. And they could still stab you in the neck, stab you in the carotid, who knows. So as far as I'm concerned, do what they say, then call the police and get yourself checked. Whew. I mean, do what they say so you don't get stabbed. All right, guys, great show. Stay on board for another hour. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Hang me down.
Hang me down.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.